time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God.
Yeah, getting live, getting direct, right from the studio, I guess. And I have with me in the studio, Sulfate.
Kia ora.
Hello.
How are we doing?
Great. Thanks for having us up.
Thanks for coming up. Of course. If you would just pop around the room and just introduce yourselves, tell us what you're going to be playing tonight.
Name's David, and I'm playing the drums tonight.
I'm Peter. I'm playing keyboard and singing.
Very cool. A lot of people will know you, Peter, of course, as keyboardist and vocalist of Wax Chattels. Been doing a lot with Wax Chattels, so hopefully people will...
Many shows over a very... I would say a very short time, but it's not so short these days. It's been a couple of years now. Mm. But many shows.
And David, I think the first time I don't know if you would remember, but I think the first time I met you was when my band Polyester played a couple Princess Chelsea shows.
Of course.
Went on tour with you.
Yeah.
So I think that was the first time I kind of encountered you as a musician.
Right.
But for those of you who might not know, and for people who, I don't know, but tell us what other little musical projects you might have been in, if any. Name drop a couple.
I actually had a stint playing for Wax Chattels when they were starting up, when their drummer Tom was away. I think I did about 3 months with them, which was very fun. Also been playing with Jonathan Brody and For the Girl Who Has Everything, who's had a couple of tracks playing up here. Great band. Liam is a fantastic composer and love playing in that band. And also working with Galaxy Bear, which is Joshua Worthington Church's project, who was the bass player for Being. I don't think he's involved with that anymore, but that's his solo project. Oh, not necessarily solo, but yeah, playing drums with that. Got some recordings coming out.
Cool.
Soon. I don't know, I have to talk to Josh about that.
Exciting.
Yeah.
What about you, Peter? Any previous projects people might know?
I played in a band called Deer Park for a while. A band called Yolanda as well. And a band called Thatter when I was living in Japan, who have toured here a couple of times.
Cool. Sweet. Talking a bit about the sound of a Sulfate, people might have heard your single online. I guess reflects very similarly to what I guess is what has been happening in Wax Chattels a bit, but it's a lot. I find it's a lot more droney, a lot more doomy, which is very enjoyable. I think musically, do you find it hard to kind of distinguish, I guess, having surrounded yourself with Wax Chattels within a short space of time, very frequently, as you said, you've been touring a lot. Have you found it, I guess, harder to kind of potentially going with a different sound to kind of just like distinguish away from that? Or did you kind of find it just flowed into like this new project? Like maybe?
Well, yeah. I guess you're coming at these two different projects from two different angles.
Mm.
Wax Chattels, we try and find often the ugly sounds, whereas this is going more for the beautiful and the cathartic. And there's a certain catharsis to Wax Chattels as well, but it's coming from a very different place. I'm using a very similar keyboard setup to Wax Chattels, but using it in quite a different way.
Okay.
Wax Chattels are mostly using an organ, whereas this is exclusively on a Fender Rhodes kind of sound. And the way you, because there's a different sound coming out, you play and interact with it in a different way. So I guess it's kind of easy to separate.
Okay.
Because of that.
Yeah. It's interesting because I haven't analyzed it as kind of in depth, but it's interesting to bring that up. And that's kind of why I ultimately pitched it. It was that, in your ears, was there a difference? And ultimately, there is a very, very big difference.
Yeah. And I think there's like the first track, really, Speaking for Others, it's a loud song. It's very, I think it's quite an intense song because it's so slow and so like you say, doomy. But as we'll play tonight, there are some other songs on the upcoming releases which are much more mellow and much more, I guess, very different to Wax Chattels.
Mm, okay,
so
cool.
It becomes more apparent, I guess.
Sweet. Your single, of course, Speaking for Others, features you on vocals, and yeah, so you're playing, I guess, a Fender Rhodes style keyboard?
Yeah.
And you've got a bit of guitar on that as well,
which
is cool.
Mostly just noise, textural stuff.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And of course, David also on drums in that recording, and you've got Harriet of Na Noise.
Number one. Number one in the BFM charts. She's singing some some vocals on that, and she sings on another track, which we'll be talking about more in the next couple of days.
Sick. And you you did all that recording by yourself?
Yep. Yep. So the first time I've gone into the... seeing a track from recording it to mixing it to releasing it.
Cool. How'd you find that? How was that process?
It was slow going at first, but I kind of wanted to... I wanted to learn first up, and I wanted to see if I could do it. And once you've... I also kind of find that when you have a release, you want to make it all sound like a cohesive thing. And if you try and get different sounds and different textures all together in one record, it's inevitably a disjointed thing.
Mm.
And so once you've got a great drum sound, awesome. Use it on the next track.
Yeah.
You know?
As you said, textually, in the recording, you added a lot of guitar, which I can kind of hear pop up here and there. And obviously live, just keyboard, no guitar. Why was that? Why, I guess, keep it as a two-piece ultimately, or maybe...
There's a great dynamic with a two-piece, I feel.
Yeah, it poses challenges to make it sound full, but it has worked so far, I think.
Yeah.
And it's been quite gratifying to play a show with just two of us and come away being like, wow, that felt full and it didn't feel like there was much missing. So that it's great that just two of us can do that.
Yeah.
You can read each other so well, and you can move tempos around, and you can push things, and you can, like... I don't know, it's a more interactive kind of live experience, I feel, rather than playing in a big band where it's all got to be so scripted and structured.
Mm. A bit more personal, I guess,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Which is the vibe of Sulfate, I feel.
Yeah, no drum risers for me, you know.
Yeah.
Sit next to Peter.
And that's the thing, ultimately, if people have seen you perform in some of the live tours that you've kind of put up on online, yeah, you're facing each other. It's very, like, intimate, not really kind of interacting with each other, and then the kind of the audience is there just to kind of experience that in a way.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Well, we did a live tour on RNZ earlier today, and we had this big wall between us to give the drums some isolation sonically.
Yeah,
and it was hard.
Felt a little different.
Yeah. It was hard because you just like got not just a distance separation, but an actual big thing in the way, trying to read each other. Oh, yeah, a challenge.
Yeah. And hey, you're on tour currently. You've been on tour for a while, I guess.
Yeah, on and off.
Yeah, on and off.
You know how it goes. New Zealand tours, weekend shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that been so far? How's that been playing around and about? I guess a chance for new people to hear some new music, ultimately.
We had nothing but good shows when we did our out-of-town shows. We played in Wellington at Moon with Michael James Keane, and it was a really, really great show with a great audience.
Mm.
And... Palmy, awesome. Wanganui was great. Dancing Dave was there in top form, dancing up front, yelling and screaming and stuff. The local gig goer, who's a little bit infamous down there, apparently.
Nice.
Yeah, it's been great. We had our first show at Wine Cellar about, 3 weeks ago?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys are playing this Saturday at Whammy?
This Saturday.
With a pretty decent support. You got Milk, you got Bad Timing, and you got Oscar Dowling as well. Mm. For people who haven't seen you live, what can they expect? What kind of feelings are they going to feel? What kind of dances are they going to pump out? I don't know. What can people expect?
Don't know about dancing. We've had a couple of sit-down shows where people have just sat and enjoyed and taken it in. And it gets very quiet at times and then explosively loud. So it's exciting, I think. Intense.
Mm.
Not really a dance show. But you could move to it, I guess.
You know? Just sway on.
Yeah.
I guess it'd be a bit of a shock if someone just rocks up and just pumps away and just...
Well, this was Dancing Dave, man. This is exactly Dancing Dave. In between songs, shouting words like, holler! And shit. It was hilarious. Yeah.
That's great.
It was great. It added like a nice vibe to it, you know?
Yeah. That's crazy. Holy shit, that's insane. But also... Holy shit, you're playing Other's Way as well.
Yeah, it'd be a good one.
It's going to be, I mean, the lineup currently is insane.
Yeah.
Not too sure. I mean, we haven't heard where you're playing. I don't know if you guys know yet or, well, it's probably all under wraps, but...
Lips are tightly sealed.
Yeah, fair enough.
Not by us.
I mean, ultimately, if, I don't know, yeah, I'm trying to think the other venues that you've played, but, I mean, seeing you guys play like a big old stage like Galatos or something would be unbelievable. Like big sound, which would be cool.
And whammy sound.
I mean, yeah, even tight little, I mean, Wine Cellar sound would have been pretty stellar.
Yeah, well. Both those two venues have just got ridiculous backlines, ridiculous systems, and so for these kind of droney songs, you feel it, you know?
It hits you.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Have you seen Terracotta Cat play?
I have.
I remember seeing them play a few years ago in the Wine Cellar and sitting on a couch, and Scott was playing this keyboard that had this amazing sub bass, and it just hit this right frequency that just like washed over you, and I was this close to falling asleep because it was like a massage almost.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the time.
Nice, nice. Hey, real quick, if you can, top acts that you're keen to see Others Way. Anyone?
John Mouse, the international act, excuse me. I've been told that he is fantastic. I've listened to a little bit of his stuff, and I would love to see him whilst he's here.
Cool. They've got a lot of international acts now, which is cool. Mm. I mean, getting bigger and better, which is great.
Chris Collins, another one.
Mm.
Yeah, it'd be great to see him. I'm real excited to see Lennon. Lennon are awesome. And I have never seen them live. I've seen Emerald play in other bands, but not this one, which is really exciting. And it's the night before Others Way, Green Grove.
Mm.
I saw them perform at Whammy several months ago now, but it was just amazing. Such a good band.
Nice. Yeah.
In fact, Freak the Sheep did a live session, I think.
Yeah.
And that video is amazing. Really, really good.
That was a good setup for that performance for sure. Yeah. Well, hey, speaking of performances,
I'm keen to get to it,
I reckon.
Yeah.
And hey, thanks again for coming up.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's been good.
Semi-busy schedule, so it's good that you could pop up and have a little hangout.
Yeah.
Hey, if people want to catch the tunes, where can they go?
Bandcamp, Spotify.
YouTube.
Very nice.
All of the things.
You can just watch the album cover for like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those ones.
When it comes to the bloody show.
Of course.
Yeah.
Booyah. All right. You're going to be heading off to the BFM lounges to give us a little bit of noise. And thanks again for coming up.
Thank you.
Of course, those who are tuning in currently, we are right smack bang in the middle of Live and Direct here on Freak the Sheep here on 95 BFM. We've got Soulfate currently making their way into the BFM lounge to get set up. They're going to be performing 3 tracks for us. Three new tracks, actually, which is going to be cool. First one is going to be Fetus. Second one is called Cyclone Part 2. And final track will be Sanctuary for Seabirds. Of course, if you want to check them out live, which I highly recommend because I'm going to be popping into the lounge to have a little listen. It's going to be, it's going to blow my socks off, I reckon. Head along to Whammy this Saturday, of course. Or if you've already got your tickets for Others Way, maybe have a wee little look at that lineup. And when they release, of course, to set times, maybe just pop through and check them out. I'm sure it's going to be great. I reckon we're going to head across now. I'm going to jug my fader up. And can you hear me out there in the lounge? Very good, very good. I reckon just take it away when you're ready. This is Freak the Sheep, of course, live and direct. We have Sulfate. There was two brilliant, brilliant songs, and you've got one more for us. Thanks again for coming up, and take it away.
You feel me.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.